Jeffrey Taylor is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He says parts of western North Carolina saw anywhere from a few tenths of an inch to about 2.5 inches after overnight rain, and the agency expects 2 to 3 more inches before the storm passes. Because of heavy rainfall, Taylor says the biggest problem this storm could cause is flash flooding.
There's a good chance over this whole area, and the mountains too especially, but it's just kind of a generalized threat right now. We don't know exactly where it's going to materialize.
Some 25 people were already displaced from their homes due to flooding of Beaver Dam Creek in Woodfin.
When I arrived, the water was about 5 feet high. It was about halfway up the side of the residences and above the hoods on a number of vehicles.
That's John Wareham. He's a spokesman for the Asheville Mountain Area Division of the American Red Cross. He said he got a call about the flooding at 5 o'clock this morning. Wareham says most of the residents whose homes flooded were low-income and minority renters. He says one woman had to be retrieved from her home by boat. Jerry Vahan, director of Buncombe County Emergency Services, says residences, businesses, and small bridges were impacted in Woodfin, and that his team also removed some debris from roadways. He says while residents reported other issues, flash flooding was really the most significant concern.
And we've had a few areas where we had some small slides that came across some roads and a few trees down, but nothing major.
When a flood or flash flood warning has been issued for your area, head to higher ground and stay there. Don't try to drive through flooded roadways. The Red Cross provides many smartphone apps for disaster preparedness, including what to do in the case of a flood, a tornado, or other severe weather. For WCQS News, I'm Greta Johnson.